With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Volunteer fire departments in Wisconsin have lost more than 930 positions since 2020. That's a 5.5% decline. It comes at a time when 911 call volumes are up, something that's only expected to increase as Wisconsin's population gets older. A new Wisconsin Policy Forum report shows how emergency services are trying to adapt. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
A 2022 survey of EMS agencies in Wisconsin found that 41% had periods in their schedule where they did not have adequate staffing to respond to a request for an ambulance. Because of the decline in people volunteering, many departments have created paid positions. Ashley Fisher is a senior research associate for the Wisconsin Policy Forum.
They can turn to referendum. They can look towards becoming a district which has a little bit more flexibility in how it increases its revenues. But the options really are limited because our local governments have spending restraints and they have revenue restraints. And so even if they need to move away from the volunteer model, that can be challenging.
Fisher found that collaborations or consolidations have been among the best solutions. This can vary greatly, ranging from stations getting together for training, to service sharing, to consolidating multiple stations. Fisher pointed to the North Shore Fire Department in Milwaukee that consolidated 7 emergency departments in 1995.
In 2015, we did a 20-year review to see how that had played out. And we found that there had been a reduction in fire stations from 7 to 5. There was a reduction in fire rescue vehicles from 31 to 15. There were reduced personnel levels compared with the previously independent department staffing levels. There were more paramedics, and there was higher fire capability ratings, higher than any department had previously maintained on its own. And then significantly, each of the municipalities experienced operating savings, which means that for 5 of the 7, the savings exceeded $250,000 annually. So that was a huge success story.
A challenge in the Northwoods is the large geographic area. The Northwoods EMS, formed in 2024, provides ambulance services to 4 western Vilas County towns covering about 250 square miles. The district has dropped their wait time from around 40 minutes to an average of just 13 minutes. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
The Oneida County Sheriff's Office has released the names of those involved in a deadly shooting during an attempted arrest in Lake Tomahawk. On June 17th, 76-year-old John Karga died in the confrontation with law enforcement. Deputies Alyssa Knobenbauer and Justin Orth had gone to 5620 Lumen Lake Drive to arrest Karga for charges including first-degree sexual assault of a child. The Oneida County Sheriff's Office says Karga produced a firearm and discharged it. Deputy Orth shot Karga, who died at the scene. Deputy Knobenbauer did not fire. The Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation is handling the investigation of the shooting. Crews spilled up to 1,900 gallons of drilling fluid as they were working on Enbridge's Line 5 reroute in northern Wisconsin. The Canadian energy firm notified the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources of the release. Daniel Kading reports as part of the Wisconsin News Collaborative.
Crews for Michael's Pipeline Company were drilling when fluid came up from underground. The company is contracted to install a new 41-mile stretch of Enbridge's Line 5 around the Bad River Tribes Reservation. Up to 1,900 gallons spilled into a forested wetland, while around 5 gallons flowed into Vaughn Creek. Such releases are often called frackouts. Bad River Tribal Chairwoman Liz Arbuckle says it's what she's feared all along with Enbridge.
They've talked repeatedly about how safe they are, and here we are just a month or so into this project, and we've already got this.
Work began in late February, but the company only recently began drilling. An Enbridge spokesperson says the release has been contained with sandbags and fencing as cleanup continues. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
This story comes from the Wisconsin News Collaborative, a partnership of Wisconsin Public Media Newsrooms, including WWM, Wisconsin Public Radio, and WXPR. About 60% of Wisconsin's public school districts will see a decrease in state aid next year. Wisconsin Public Radio reports the Department of Public Instruction recently released preliminary aid estimates for the 2026-27 school year. Sarah Shaw, Deputy Research Director at the Wisconsin Policy Forum, says stagnant or lower general school aid payments don't mean school districts will be working with less money overall. It just changes where schools get their money from. Shaw believes the primary impact will be to property taxpayers rather than to school districts. This is the third year state aid to schools will remain flat at $5.58 billion overall. According to DPI, 92 districts are projected to see a 15% decrease in aid in the fall, the maximum allowed under state law. About 38% of districts will see an increase in state aid. Authorities say a weather-related tragedy in Geneva Lake in southern Wisconsin left three children dead, even though they were wearing life jackets. Police say seven people, including one child, were rescued, but emergency personnel were unable to revive the other children when they were recovered. The city's police department issued a statement blaming it on a sudden and severe storm that rapidly produced hazards for boats. The release said it was a privately owned recreational motorboat carrying 10 occupants, including four children. They tried to get to safety before it was overwhelmed by severe wind and waves. As it took on water, the boat eventually capsized and sank. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.